Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on Kenyon, K-E-N-Y-O-N, Ingram, I-N-G-R-A-M. Kenyon Ingram is a 22-year-old male who reports he was injured at work beginning 2021. Barry reports he was driving a forklift and running it into a trailer. Period. As a result, he believes he injured his abdomen and mid to lower back, but did not go to the emergency room. Period. He had further evaluation, but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Period. He did have about 6 sessions of physical therapy, but no injections or surgery. Period. He completed his course of active treatment in September 2021. Period. The paragraph per the record supplied, Mr. Ingram filed a claim petition alleging he was in a forklift accident on 7-20-21, resulting in injuries to his back, chest, and abdomen. Pair treatment records show he was seen at WorkNet on 7-21-21. Period, he was driving his forklift, trying to load things into a trailer. Period, there was a green light, so he went forward at 70 miles per hour when he hit the ramp. Period, he was wearing his seatbelt and hit his upper abdomen on the steering wheel and then his back on the seat. Period, he denied hitting his head. Period, he had one episode of vomiting at home, but none since. Period, his pain level was 5/10. He was a forklift driver for the past year at this company and had no prior work-related injuries. Period. Physical exam. Found mild tenderness upon palpation to the epigastric area below the xiphoid process, but none anywhere else. Period. The abdomen was soft and was soft. Period. Thoracic exam revealed mild, scratch that, revealed bilateral mid-thoracic paraspinal back pain. Period, had full range of motion of the upper extremities, where strength was 5/5. Period, had full range of motion of the cervical spine and lumbar spine. Period, there was no palpable pain noted about the thoracolumbar spine or paraspinal muscles. Period, he had no ecchymosis. Period, he was diagnosed with an abdominal wall contusion and a thoracic back contusion, which he was begun on acetaminophen and activity modification. Period, he returned on 7/26/21 and saw the physician assistant. Period, he underwent lumbar spine x-rays and chest x-rays that were preliminarily interpreted as normal. Period, he was given another diagnosis of lumbar strain and medication adjustments were made. Period. New paragraph, he had a CAT scan of the thorax on 8/16/21 to be inserted. Period, there was no acute chest abnormality and no acute fracture in the thorax. Period, he returned to work on 8/20/21 to review these results. Period, his pain level on this occasion was 3/10. Period, he had full trunk active range of motion in all planes. That reports a pressure-like pain over the anterior chest wall with rotation of the trunk. Brady denies any back pain with trunk range of motion. Brady, there was no tenderness to palpation throughout the thoracic or lumbar sacral regions. Period. He was advised his work restrictions will be reduced based upon improvement of his symptoms and the unremarkable physical exam findings. Period. He followed up at WorkNet for the final time on 9/20/21. Period. He had participated in physical therapy in the interim period. His overall diagnostic assessments were lumbar and thoracic strain and chest wall contusion that were improved. But he was discharged from care and was to complete his physical therapy. Period. New paragraph. Dr. Mitchell performed a neurosurgical evaluation on 7/26/22, complaining of persistent low back pain. Period. He recently started his own detailing business for the past year, doing this in addition to his primary job at Avalon Flooring. Brady was currently working there 8 to 9 hours per day for 5 days a week. Brady operates an upright forklift, but also is a picker. Brady lifts anywhere from 45 to 150 pounds per day. Period. A significant portion of his job is lifting and moving objects. Brady does have prior neck and back issues. Period. The neck issue started after a motor vehicle accident and never improved. Period. This predates his alleged worsening at work for UPS. But he also had pre-existing low back issues without a precipitating event. Period. His whole family had back and leg symptoms. Period. In his case, they began 3 to 4 years ago. Period. He obtained a medical marijuana card for his anxiety, but also uses it for his low back pain. Period. He does not know the name of the provider who helped him obtain a medical marijuana card. Period. Dr. Mitchell further learned he had been involved in 3 motor vehicle accidents that he could recall. Period. The first was in the 11th grade in approximately 2018. And he rear-ended another vehicle as a restrained driver. Period. He denied any injuries. Period. The second motor vehicle accident occurred in the 12th grade in 2019, but he was again a restrained driver involved in a T-bone accident. Period. He had injured his neck and went to Cooper Hospital and had a CAT scan done. Period. There was litigation, but his father handled the litigation and he did not know when it settled. Period. His neck pain never improved, but they did not have money for him to continue to seek treatment. His third motor vehicle accident occurred when he was working for Loomis, L-O-O-M-I-S. Period. His vehicle was sideswiped by another vehicle. Period. There was no injury, treatment, litigation, or hospitalization. Period. He denied any workers' compensation injuries, except for the one at UPS. Period. After reviewing the history to date and performing a physical exam, Dr. Mitchell diagnosed chronic pain syndrome, period. He wrote the patient had a subjective increase in his pre-existing and chronic low back pain after the accident, period. He suggested 4 weeks of therapy transitioning to a home exercise program, period. He also recommended lumbar spine x-rays, period. He did not continue in physical therapy, but did return with his lumbar x-rays, period. He stated due to personal issues and his work and his demands of his life, he would rather return to his normal life and not go to physical therapy, but he has returned to his pre-injury baseline and had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. He could continue working without restrictions. Period. Physical exam. Lungs, torso normal. Abdomen normal. Extremities upper normal, lower normal. Cervical normal, thoracic normal, and lumbosacral normal. Impressions on 7/20/21. Kenyon Ingram was driving a forklift at work that he reportedly hit a truck with. Appeared when seeking treatment the next day, he reported he was traveling at 70 miles per hour when this occurred, although this is hard to believe. Period. He was thought to have soft tissue injuries and initiated on conservative care. Period, his symptoms improved over time. Period, he had a CAT scan that was negative. Period. New paragraph. He later was seen by Dr. Mitchell, who ascertained a history of 3 prior motor vehicle accidents, as well as chronic neck and back pain for several years. Period, he had already been using medical marijuana for these. Period. Dr. Mitchell suggested lumbar spine x-rays and a short course of physical therapy. Period. Mr. Mitchell currently elaborates the mechanism of injury is that he was driving onto a truck with the plate to the connected to the dock. Pretty was seatbelted and jolted forward and back upon impact. Period. The paragraph, the current examination of Mr. Ingram is entirely benign. Period, this comports with his relating to Dr. Mitchell. He had returned to his baseline. Period, however, Mr. Ingram currently does not describe any previous injuries, comma, motor vehicle accidents, comma, or neck or back pain. Period. He remains highly functional, working as a stand-up operator for Avalon Flooring. Period. New paragraph, there is 0%. Permanent partial or total disability referable to the back, comma, chest, comma, or abdomen. Period. End.